holding the mice a couple hours. Noch de Ptire from the Yochi to the God Lador, Rebel Yashiv. Chazal tell us, as it says in the Medrash, Abun Adam Godel is Nifter, his koiches that he brought to the world are Hefka, and everyone that wants could go over and pick. Especially that people that were the Levaya, the Gemara says, Noch the Levaya from Rebbe, Yotzut Baskoil, and said that everyone that was in the Levaya is Mezumen Lechaya Oilam Abo. Forshim explained, Avada, that doesn't mean Stam, someone that was present in the Levaya, means someone that Shtelzu in the Levaya, and Noch the Levaya, he has the Pesach to be Mezumen Lechaya Oilam Abo. As the Pesach to be Mezumen Lechaya Oilam Abo. And the way to Shtelzu, to be Koshu, to be Medubek, to become a Ben Oilam Abo, to have Shaychas, to this whole thing, is to be Zbeinen, and what we had. Mizbeinen, what a Yelud Isha could come to. What a little kid is born in Russia, after 18 years that his parents never had a kid, never a child, came to Eretz Yisrael when he was a young bacher, and mamish, he didn't have nothing but to eat. He lost 3 kids before he became Rebel Yashiv. 2 died because it was not enough food to give them, so they were weak and they couldn't keep them alive. He never went in, you know, his kids were sick. The kids, his wife managed that. He never knew that the kids were sick. Golnish didn't have nothing to do with the world. Golnished. He learned 18 hours every day. This was his kvius. 18 hours every day, Beretzifus. And it didn't have nothing to do with the ganze Welt. Even when he became a God Lador, if you walked into him, he answered your shaila, then you felt like you were a piece of wall. Gomished. And all of his life, he didn't push nowhere. Gomished. Sat in his corner and he sat and he learned. Not Mekarev his oilam. Gomished. Only with the Gemara. Only with his Gemara. And he became to Azach. I said, Yochid, God Lador, but it's more from God Lador, it's Rebel Yashiv. He was Zeicher, the one that was Zeicher to be in the Levaya for years. I don't say from where and when. Nish given as Azach, Adam Godel, Shekol Kulay Teira, that knows Kol HaMikzoya Sa Teira, and every Mikzoya. And every Mikzoya that you speak to him, Rishonim Achroinim Alts. Zilberstein said in the Levaya that once Rebel Yashiv told him that he has such a taiva to learn Mishnah Melech. We was coming to Rashba as before. So Ben Azmani, when he went somewhere, he took the Mishnah Melech to go over the Mishnah Melech in the Sugya. But the Rashba as before, and the flow in the Rashba be you, and was coming to him. I have to learn Rashba. To learn Mishnah Melech, to enjoy, to see Gishma Gezachim. And Mishubitz in the Rashba. And after he knew every word by Rashba, Baal Peh, he learned the Rashba hundreds of times. Listen to it. He's a chesik to look in the Mishmak Ezach. No, what's coming to him? Learned the Rashba no chabur. And this was the Amolo Shel Teiro Yeimon Velaylo. Yeimon Velaylo. Not when he was 10, not when he was 20, when he was 90. To wake up 2 o'clock by night and to sit and learn without a hefsek. Without a hefsek, till the morning. Till the morning. Amish, mit der ganzen Frischkeit, mit der ganzen Starkheit. Without a hefsek, every night. That the whole time that he spoke to people was half an hour, hour. And every time Kilo, he never stopped to learn. It's a Meshunen Dike Koyach HaTorah that exists. Meshunen Dike Koyach HaTorah. And now is the time. Now is the time. Chazal say, V'zorach HaShemesh V'bo HaShemesh. B'zman SheBo HaShemesh, Zorach HaShemesh. Person could decide to be mischaber to Torah. But we learn a lot of things we can see from that. And let's think about the godless. There was a tremendous godless she'in kedugmosa. Tremendous godless she'in kedugmosa. Remember they had a story of the Zohar with the Sheitels. So Safot HaMidech HaChomim that learned for a whole month Masechta Avid Zohar with Shulchan Aruch, with Poiskim. And they came to speak to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv, when the whole Shaila came up, he passed what he passed, he went back to his Gemara. He didn't even open Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Avid Zohar. And they came ready, Mamash Masechta with Al HaRishonim. And they gave them an hour to speak to Rabbi Yashiv. And he said he spoke to them on Masechta Avid Zohar, with the Rishonim, with the Poiskim, with Alts. Mamash Keilu, he today learned it. Mamish, Yosho ve'hofuch. But a person learns one zach, I think. A lot of zach we could learn. It's one zach that I think really speaks to us. And our doyer, the Yitzhahore has a special Yitzhahore. I'm speaking to the Bnei Teira. I'm not speaking to the people that are shvach, people that can learn the end of man. It's a different illness. I'm speaking to people that are sitting and learning. The Yitzhahore comes to these people that are sitting and learning and tells them, what will be from you? What will come out of you? What's ready? Where you could get it ready? And you sit and learn. If you don't push ahead and push ahead, you'll be nobody. This is the Yitzhahore. The Yitzhahore from the good dimension. I don't have the Yitzhahore from the schlechte dimension. Yitzhahore from the schlechte dimension. It's a besonder shmuz. But the Yitzhahore is the Yitzhahore inside the Bismedosh in our generation. That was Amol never exists. All the good guys sat and learned fakel. They were hoping no one will disturb them. Hind, you're the best guy, but you know, the person has to do something in his life. This is the chush of the doyer. The person is worried. The person sat and learned in his house. And the vinkale and meishorim. And the vinkale and tiferes bachurim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the whole world around him. And he carried on pushing away the world. When the oilam came, he hugged them in. Garnished. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Now is the time to chapt this asmode. Every night, when he was sick, when he was shvach, 18 hours, zman ben azman, everything never stopped. But we have a ptuch. But we are shvacher from him. This is nasa odom nemar ba'avurecho. And I think every choshev ben Teire that doesn't want to be sorry has to go over now to himself, even that stirs the end of his man. It's noch 10 days till the end of his man. Even ben Azmanim, it's an opportunity that doesn't come back, that will never come back. This opportunity. To be mischaber l'teire, to get from the koyches from the Adam Gadol, it's a hefker. Don't wake up in 30 years and say, chaval, ploini chapta rein, ploini chapta rein, ploini chapta rein, why I'm left behind. It's hard. For being easy, everyone will start to be Rabbi Yashiv tomorrow. But I tell you, I know from Apoch Gdolim, from the Friedrich Ador, that we were nifter. And I know people that were beinonim, and they decided then, with the ganze starkheit, they're taking on. With the ganze starkheit, they're going over. And today the mamish migdolei Yisrael. Mamish, they're really not young. Migdolei Yisrael. The koich is adir. The siyata dishmaya is there. And this is our tafkid. When the Gadol is nifter and he's older and he was sick, so sometimes people don't feel that it's a tragedy. Chas v'sholem. It's two zachar. First, Chazal say, "Aimer ma'ani li rabbonan areyu amaoretz areyu apikoyres." Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu sent to find out if Sido Iyov. Yesh ba'itzi ma'in. Rashi says, "Odom shemegin aler ke'itz." For the Talmid Chochem and Klal Yisrael, he's megin on every yochid. The koyach ha'teiref from the Talmid Chochem is megin on every yochid. But when there's a loss, every yochid has a sakone. This is the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the koiches miyad to everyone to start to replace it. So if we'll chap, we'll understand. Chutz from the din avelus, that a person asked him, Misabel. I heard once from one, yesterday from one of the gedolim, they asked him, was how to be misabel of Rabbi Eliashiv. I think everyone here really wants to feel connected. Everyone knows Rabbi Eliashiv is from over our sagas. Like I say in Fakert, Kol Kule was a Sefer Teire. No, Chazal say, V'boi Tidbak. V'chiboi Tidbak, V'rei Eish Oichlo. Elei Dabik B'tamid Echachomim. Rabbi Eliashiv was the problem. He was also Eish Oichlo, yeah? There was no way to connect to him also. Some G'dalim, you have the Echatimza to connect to them. Rabbi Eliashiv was such a fire, it didn't help to connect to him. He was also Mufka from the ganze Welt. So how we connect? How we connect? Shas de Levaya, Shas Achimum. We want to connect, we want to feel Avelis. All of us want to feel Epis HaShaykh, Sefis, a connection. So he said, what Rabbi Eliashiv would do now? So to learn. They say yesterday they came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Didn't check it, but this is what I heard. Mekoyos Musmochim Moed. They came to tell him that Rabbi Eliashiv was Nifter. So he started to cry. Then he got a phone call from a Bazil to decide if the Levi is by night or by day. And for his reasons, he decided it will be by night. And he asked for his a jacket. He wanted to tear Kriya. And he made B'Shem B'Malchus of Dynamis. He said, because he's a Talmud. So, well, he's a Talmud, so B'Mele makes a Broche. And then again, he started to cry. And they asked him, Nu Vazokta. He started hold himself, he said, give me a Gemara, and he started to learn. And this is what I understood, that he explained, this is the way to cry for Rabbi Eliashiv. This is the way to cry for Rabbi Eliashiv. Liposak puma megirsa. Liposak puma megirsa. Rabbi Eliashiv, you don't sit on and you cry our stories. It's not Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv is to learn Yom HaVelaylo. Kipshuta. To learn Yom HaVelaylo. So, if someone will tell you now it's a festa hesed for 5 hours, avade. Yeah? So tell you maybe learn tomorrow 5 hours. Yeah. So if you find that hesed to cry 5 hours tomorrow, say, first I'll tell you, v'nish zayin. Yeah? Aber afilu avesidah zayin. This is the avelis. And Chazal tell us, and I'm telling you, azay shteit in Chazal, when Adam Godel is niftar, and you come to his levaya, and you mishtatef is in your is evil, hara you ben oilo mabo. The Gemara says, was one shifcha that missed the levaya from Rebbe, and she heard that she missed out. So she jumped from the roof, and then, as I'll say, as them, she became ben oilo mabo. Understand what it means. It's a musig of hara you ben oilo mabo. If you mishtatef in the evil, if the God lado, kiilu, val he's a ben oilo mabo, you zecher to become a chaylik of b'nai lam abo. And by Rabbi Eliashiv, the tzura that we connect is Teira. This is the tzura that we connect. And even if it's hard, it's the end of Zman. Forget about what's mentioned Arum. Forget about the mention Arum. Zich. Yourself. Take on. And like this to be Misabel, Hareyu b'nai lam abo. Hareyu b'nai lam abo. Yotzo baskul v'omro. Hareyu b'noi lo mabo. Ezus Hashem. To learn from the Inyonim, it's too fresh, it's too new. But that chilek, it's mekenish v'artin. Mekenish v'artin.